Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Martin Holland. He's a great business expert, award-winning business coach. He's got his own podcast, Cash Flow Contractor, the author of a new book called The Profit Problem. They say I make money, so why don't I have any? You can tell he knows what he's talking about. Martin, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Hey, thank you.
One of the things that I have tried to help people understand, it seems to be more urgent today than it would have been, say, even 10 years ago, is we got all this new school stuff. And people who subscribe to the new school stuff look at guys like you and me who still have a couple of bags of old school stuff. And they look disparaging at, that's old school. And I tell them, okay, fair enough, but what we all both need to understand is there are some things that are neither old school or new school. They're the school. And they're always going to be the nexus between old school and new school. As those two move, the goalposts for those two move as we move through time, the school, the fundamentals, like what you talk about in your book, those never change and never will change. What do you think?
I tell you, the first chapter in my book is the history of bookkeeping. And I hope, don't turn off your listeners when I use that word bookkeeping. People hate it. But bookkeeping upon which societies rely without, mm-hmm. It's a cornerstone of everything we do.
Right.
Is from the 1200s. And a guy named Luca Pacioli set out the rules of bookkeeping in Venice in 1494 AD. And they are unchanged.
Well, and Adam Smith said the three great inventions of human beings are money, the written word, and what you just described. He used another term, but what he meant was bookkeeping.
Right, and Adam Smith got it completely right. Everything he said remains true today, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about bookkeeping, and because people hear it and they think, oh, I'm not an accountant, I'm not a bookkeeper, that's such a pain in the rear. Bookkeeping, we need it to pay taxes in business, okay? So that's how most people use their books. But the purpose of the book that I wrote about bookkeeping, it's not about how to keep books, it's about how to use books. The highest and best use of bookkeeping is to look to the future and use information to make decisions. Vanishingly small. I estimate that 90% of small businesses, well, of all businesses, because most are small, don't keep adequate books.
They couldn't lay their hands on their own P&L if their life depended on it.
No.
I've helped companies in my career, and I've asked them for their P&L. They brought me their last year's tax return.
Yeah, or bank statements.
Yeah.
But here's when I talk about these things, people kind of roll their eyes and they start texting and things like that. And I say, hold on a minute here. Let me lay out some things that become apparent from your books. If you knew that increasing your margins, your gross profit margins 1% would increase your net profit 15%, would you do it? If you knew that increasing your sales by 17% would double your net profit, would you do it? If you knew that raising your prices 10%, you could lose 22% of your customers before it affected a single penny of profit, mm-hmm. would that help you? If you knew that a 20% discount would require you to sell 2 1/3 times as much to keep the same profit you had, would that information help you? And by the way, all four of those things are true for the average business in the United mm-hmm. States. Usually people lean forward and say what?
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, how about doubling your profit by getting 17% more sales? just by knowing that, they can begin to concentrate on that. And they need the information.
And it leads them to help them understand how to manage with their P&L and their balance sheet. Not
Absolutely.
Just have one and look at it, be able to find it, but to manage with it. When you have a functioning model, a P&L model. I have a spreadsheet that I've been using for 35 years. I'm still using the same guts of one I built 35 years ago. And when you do a 12-month spreadsheet based on what you're just saying, and you can watch, you can make little adjustments and watch it, certain things drive your middle line and drive your bottom line. That's fascinating to me. What do you think?
You're dead on. Jim Rohn said success or failure is a few small errors in judgment repeated every day.
Mm-hmm.
Success is a few small disciplines practiced every day. It's not big things. It's little things.
Right.
So you look
yeah.
at your spreadsheet or your P&L and your percent of sales that goes to labor or to product, and you say, I'm going to make that 1% better. And you start looking at it, and you start keeping a score, and pretty soon it's 1% better, then it's 2% better. Mm-hmm. But it's always little things, and you need a way to keep score
and to see how the things change.
Without
small business,
you're lost.
You can't wait, and you can't wait for your accountant to give it to you, or you're screwed. You'll already be out of business by the time you're accounting. You got to manage some of this yourself. Hey, Martin, will you come back? You got a lot more to teach us.
Oh, I would. Anytime. You just let me know.
I need your website again, quickly, one more time.
It's www.annealbc.com.
Annealbc.com. Check it out, folks. Martin Holland. The book is called The Profit Problem. We'll get him back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.